Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in Atlanta, first day of the rug show downtown, and I'm with Jonathan Witt, Senior Vice President with Oriental Weavers. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Kim. Glad to see you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Let's talk about this rug business for a minute. I'm getting the sense that price points are coming back like we haven't seen since the beginning of the last recession, right?
Yeah, there's no question. During and after the recession, everybody kind of had to race to the bottom, just trying to get business anywhere they could. And then, you know, around 2011, 2012, you started to hear the comments, how everybody, oh, I got to get my average ticket back up. There's only so many people coming in the store. It's simple business, and things started to recover. But you hear those comments, but there was not the commitment there with the buyer's dollars, the retailer's dollars to it. And really over the last 3 years, we've started to see that ramp up, and, you know, retailers are speaking with their dollars and committing to higher price points, and it's working. So I would say that we're really back on track to, you know, those 2004, 2005 kind of levels as far as average price point out the door. So it's a real positive, and we're getting more and more calls for even higher end product, you know, and sometimes that's tough, as there's been changes in the handmade market with just their capacity due to labor issues, you know, over in Asia, where people have moved on and are working in electronics manufacturing instead of in rug manufacturing, you know, just a different environment. So there is less handmade product just available to the marketplace. So we're getting calls for more higher end machine made product. There's so many technological advances now with the machinery that you can create some amazing looks on the machine made side that really you can't tell the difference even to some of our trained eyes without really looking at the backing of a construction.
All right, well, rugs is an accessories item. It's a fashion item. It's what Miss Homeowner puts in her house to accent it. Where does she go now to buy area rugs when she wants one?
We all talk about Pinterest and social media and all the exposure that people have to HGTV and all the bloggers and websites. So there is that influence, and you start to see maybe what we would have considered more metropolitan styling really spreading out into more rural areas because of that access and exposure. A big part of it still, regardless of how much she sees online and knows what she wants or thinks she wants, there's still that validation is needed from somebody with experience. Furniture stores have done a very good job in that, because rugs are an accessory and they have all the accessories, and those salespeople on the floor are used to working with color and design and can say, yes, you can use that chevron pattern with this fretwork diamond and it will work and you've made the right decision. So there's that validation, and it is a fashion item. So it's color and design more so than construction. So it's very different from the rest of the flooring business, because the key attributes really are about fashion. About the fourth question becomes, what's it made of, or how is it made, or what's the, you know, a warranty question. Those things don't come up.
But there's tactile and hand, and how do you buy tactile and hand on the internet?
Well, from an internet perspective, you can. And I was speaking about furniture stores, but the internet and catalog business has been very successful for area rugs, especially in those middle price points. And you could see a rug, to your point, online, and it's $299, and it could be right beside the rug that looks almost exactly the same, that's wool, hand knotted, and it's $1,000. So which one are you going to buy? More than likely, it's going to go to the lower price point rug. That said, you can't go too low, because the customer does have an expectation that what they're going to get will have that apparent value. So there is a middle. I think that was a learning curve for a lot of e-retailers, that you can't just rely on having the lowest price. It's not there. But the highest price, it's hard to tell that story online. So that's been a challenge. But overall, if you talk about average price points, like we were discussing in the beginning, that internet catalog business has had an effect on bringing down some of that average, just because of that situation where they don't know if it's $200 or $400, what's the difference, and I'll just go with the $200 version. So you do see some of that. I hope that flooring dealers were always the backbone and specialty rug stores of this business, and over the years that has changed dramatically just due to, I think, some of that accessory business and the fashion side of what rugs have become, and those aren't offered in a lot of flooring stores. So it's been tough, but there's a huge opportunity there, and it's something that I hope we can get back to with a lot of flooring retailers that if someone's purchasing hard surface of any type, they may originally think they don't want a rug on top of it because they've spent a lot of money, big investment in something that's beautiful. But eventually, within a few weeks, it's going to be maybe cold, maybe echoes. We need something soft while you're sitting on the couch. So they're buying rugs somewhere. And it has always troubled me that they're going somewhere to buy a rug, and you're sending them to another customer for that relationship. So there's still opportunities out there. And I hope that even if it's a flooring retailer, hey, when you buy X amount of hard surface, here's a coupon for you to come back and buy a rug within X period of time, and give them a little motivation to come back in because they are going to go somewhere.
Yeah, I'd like to direct our listeners to a December article, which you actually participated in. There are plenty of people that are in the general flooring business that are doing a great job in rugs. So we continue to want to tell that story because it's got a nice margin. While it does require an inventory investment, if you have somebody that knows what they're doing, it can be quite a profit center for them, can't it?
No question. The margin in the rug category compared to others is superior. And you don't have any of the installation troubles and worries. And there is an inventory investment in having rugs to show. But the days of having a lot of inventory in your warehouse in the back are gone. Now everything is drop shipped either to a store or to a customer. There's, unfortunately, maybe from a manufacturing side, there's less and less of those huge commitments to inventory sitting in the store versus showing the product and relying on us to ship them one at a time as product sells. But that's one less barrier, I think, for a flooring dealer to the business. And showing rugs does take up a substantial amount of floor space, and there is that investment where I know a lot of times maybe the displays that are in other parts of the flooring sector are provided, but it's good margin business, and again, that business is going somewhere, and it's still flooring regardless of fashion.
Before we run out of time, there's a message I want to tell that you and I talked about before this interview, and that is that, you know, we're looking at 17. This is obviously early January. You're at the Rug Show in Atlanta, and we've got a new president coming into office, and he's talking about protectionism. He's talking about making America great again. I'm talking to Oriental Weavers, who's the largest rug maker in the world, and it's interesting you were telling me that what you sell in this country, much of it, almost 50% of it, you make in this country, right?
Yes, and it's been an initiative for us for the last 3 to 4 years to really invest in growing our capacity and our manufacturing footprint here in the U.S., whether that be in weaving looms or even through the finishing and packaging areas, and we're seeing that pay off. A lot better efficiency, which brings that difference in cost down between import and export, but also, you know, there's a lot of benefits there as far as inventory handling, that we can make things more on the fly and you don't have to rely on huge amounts of inventory coming from overseas. You know, moving forward, we have big plans for 17 and 18 from capital expenditures we're going to do on expanding even further in the U.S. But it is amazing to say that, you know, looking at our top 50 bestsellers out of the 1,200 rugs designs that we offer, 50% of them are made in the U.S. And I would say about 40% overall of the business that we're doing today is manufactured right here in Dalton.
All right, so tell us, what's your outlook for 17 from a growth perspective?
We've been very lucky in 15 and 16. We had nice growth. Just looking at commitments that have been made already for business in the first part of 17, I think we'll continue to see moderate growth. I think we've outpaced the industry a little bit just due to some of those changes with American manufacturing and price points. I think we'll see another good year, and I'm usually not one during election years to say that, oh, elections are having an effect on sales. I think that's an excuse a lot of people use most of the time. This year was very different for all of us, regardless of your opinions of where it should have gone or did go. But I will say November and early December were extraordinary, the business that was generated in those time periods post the election. So it'll be interesting to see how that continues.
All right, Jonathan, it's great to talk to you. I hope you have a good show down here. And I know I'm going to see you multiple times in the next couple of months. Again, been talking to Jonathan Witt, Senior Vice President with Oriental Weavers from the Atlanta Rug Market. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDeli.net.